looks like only 2 days till 2017. And it's Friday. Tom and Sybil return on Monday. Look, if I won't get it in, I better get it in today. Jackie Reed, you want to help me? How are you, darling?
Yeah. If we're going to get it in, we better get it in today. Good morning.
Happy
New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And my dog is back. Back in black in the funny chair. It's comedian Damon Williams. How are you, Dame?
Glad to be back on this last Friday of the 2016. Let's get this year out of here.
Yeah, man. You about to put it down tomorrow night. Give me that rundown.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Star Plaza Theater. Actually, tonight I'm going to be in Springfield, Illinois at the Crown Plaza with Just Niche and Eli Hamilton. Tomorrow night, Star Plaza Theater, and through tonight at 10 p.m. And that's when it cuts off. $50 discount code for main floor seats. The discount code is Damon, D-A-M-O-N. How about that?
That's how you put it down, man. That's what's
OJ's
up.
OJ's and, the Shy Lights, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little bit sad here this morning.
Because I'm
sad, bro.
Because 2016 is ending?
Well, no. It's the fact that I ain't going to have nobody to play with next week. Tom and Sybil coming back. So, yeah, I ain't going to have nobody to play with. Jackie.
We might have to all-conference call Skip, Jackie.
We might have just to do make that, at least.
Cause you know he's going to wake up at 4 o'clock like, oh.
No. Oh, I ain't got nowhere to go.
Hey, wait a minute.
What I'm going to do. Oh, man. And Jackie, I know I'm going to miss you, huh? Because, you know, Jackie really keeps me straight here on the show, Damon. Because she's always making sure I'm doing stuff right. And you know what you're doing next? Yeah, you know what you got? Yeah. Man, she just runs me. She ain't the boss of me, but I kind of like it, though.
I'm just trying to make it all better. Just trying to make it better.
Yeah.
You like a bossy.
I'm doing what women do.
Hey, what about our girl Serena Williams? What do you think about Serena? Got a good
engaged
little white man.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, that's Serena.
To the founder of Reddit.com.
Mm-hmm. What's his name? Alexis Ohanian or something like that. Alexis Ohanian. Yeah. 33-year-old. Dude that Serena been kicking it with, what, a little over a year now, I guess, and about the tie tonight. Had you heard much about Serena and Alexis?
I just knew that they were dating. I heard that they were dating, and that was it. I didn't know how serious it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But apparently very serious.
He better have a big one, a bank account,
a ring.
She got all that money. Yeah, she got all that money.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Yeah. Right, Damon. Yeah,
you got to be able to match up to, you know.
Match
is that
up.
We're gonna go this early in the morning?
Come on, Jackie.
Jackie,
if nothing else, I'm consistent. I'm talking about the man's money. He got to have a big old thing of money.
Yeah. That's Skrilla, man.
Unbelievable. Right?
That's what you're looking for in a man, in a Jackie. That's what you're looking for, huh? The B.I.G. Huh?
I'm excited about her, though.
Yeah, that's pretty good for
her. I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, Serena. I was really shocked, though. I guess I fell off and quit following around, you know, her in common after that thing broke up, and that's been a minute ago, but...
Well, you know, they recently did that one-on-one interview together where Common interviewed her for, I think it was for ESPN.
Yeah.
They just did that a couple of weeks ago, and I think people were like, wow, are they getting back together? But it's nice that they can really be good friends. After dating,
good
after
friends.
Having such a serious relationship.
Good friends always pop up when they hear you about to get serious with somebody, trying to say, you sure you don't want to do it just one more time, though, before you go ahead and get locked down?
Yeah,
one more time.
Not what Common was doing, I'm sure.
Come on, let me see your backhand.
Yeah, he's your brother. He was doing that. Let me holler just one more time before you do this. Y'all, I got this great Facebook post that I ran across, and it reads, a friend of mine has two tickets for the 2017 Super Bowl. Both of them are box seats. He paid $2,500 each and didn't realize last year when he bought them that this was going to be the same day as his wedding. And if you're interested, he's looking for someone to take his place. It's at St. Mary's Church in Fort Worth, Texas at 3 p.m. My name is Ashley. I'm 5'4", 115 pounds, a good cook, and will be the one in the white dress.
So in other words, they chose to take the tickets and not the wedding.
Right. So, you know, I'm thinking I'm about to get some tickets. No, Ashley about to give herself up to whoever wants to go for her. Boy, I know, that's kind of rough right there. I wonder what happens with that.
That's not
I
real.
I see what you
that's
did there, Skip.
It's kind of a joke that's going around on Facebook.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yes, it is. Okay. It's not real, Skip Murphy.
Okay. How could
She's
our
not
man?
Gonna be
I was trying. I was gonna let him finish. I was like Kanye. I'm gonna let you finish, Skip. All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you finish, right? I already know this little story how it's going.
All right. I'm gullible then, huh? Just get sucked in. I'm a little upset too here.
I'm like, Dad, it ain't real, Dad.
All right. How could the inventor, the legendary guy that made the Solo cups, the little red drinking cups, how could he just up and die? Right here at New Year's Eve,
you
when you're celebrating.
16 is the time to go, apparently.
You know, and the parties and all, you know the Solo Red Cups. You didn't even realize that how big they were, the gin and juice cups.
Well, why is that so popular? Why is I don't even know, is it plastic? What is that material?
Yeah, yeah.
Why
you
is that
You
so
ain't coming
popular?
To the crib and drinking out of our good Sunday dishes.
Why not the
Sunday
blue?
Glasses.
Why not a white cup? Why not a black cup? Why the red cup?
I know. Every barbecue, every cookout, family.
I mean, as a
together.
Member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, I'm
there
happy
it
that it's red.
There it is.
Well, not for alcohol.
Yeah.
But why red? Why is that?
I don't know, but they're so conspicuous. You know, like we were in Martha's Vineyard doing a comedy festival, and, you know, we take comedians who never been to the vineyard. And a couple of cats, I ain't saying no names, they came from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They get out the cab with the cups, the red cups. We like, look at these ninjas. Come on now. Come on now. You can't come in the spot with the on the vineyard with the red cups.
That's right.
Hilarious. I mean, it's like, come on.
Yeah, that's all I've ever known at the parties, the red cup, the red Solo cups, man. And the dude that invented them was 84 years old when he passed away.
Do you know how many bad decisions been made after them cups?
Oh, yeah.
Some of us are here. Some of us are here because of red Solo cups.
If you ask my wife what she loved about me and why we got married and why she fell for me, she'd tell you it was the Slitz Malt Liquor Bull in the red Solo cup.
Not Slitz Malt Liquor Bull.
Slitz Malt Liquor Bull. Oh, man. She
Don't let the smooth people. Taste fool you. Skip, you out here dispensing malt liquor, you might as well Cosby there.
All things Trump, the biggest news stories of 2016. What are y'all going to go with? You going to go with the presidential election? I guess, you know, under the Trump category, you could put, too, the leaked Trump tape on sexually assaulting women, Melania plagiarizing Michelle Obama's speech. Or you could go with the deaths of Prince, Muhammad Ali, all the people we lost this year. Some of the biggest news stories of 2016. Of course, the Charleston Church Massacre, Dylann Roof.
Colin Kaepernick. That was a pretty
Colin
big story
Kaepernick.
Of the year.
Yeah.
And the big tragedy for me was Hillary's pantsuit collection.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Them ill-fitting pantsuits, man. I don't give a damn about nothing else.
Has she not fit
through enough? Ill-fitting.
Well, she chilling. She rich, but she shouldn't have worn them damn pantsuits. She was out here looking like a five heartbeat.
What?
I thought any minute Hillary's going to break out. Is that hot? Is that hot in the house tonight?
That's her thing. It's Fun Friday. Jackie Reed and I are back. Damon Williams is in the funny chair. Coming up later this morning, comedian Benji Brown joins us, and my man, hip-hop legend Trick Daddy Dollaz is going to be on the show. Where they do that at? All that and more on the TJMS. It's 11 past the hour.